Frank's parents visiting their son. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 2nd of December, 1914. Page 1, Column 5. Supreme Court remittiture will reach clerk of the Superior Court sometime this morning, proclaiming their unswerving faith in the innocence of their convicted son. Monsieur Frank and Mrs. Rhea Frank, parents of Leo M. Frank, have been in Atlanta for several days to remain by his side. They come from Brooklyn, Frank's former home, where the aged father, a man above 60, is a retired traveling man. It is his first trip to Atlanta since the murder of Mary Fagan more than a year ago. The mother has been in the city frequently. She attended the trial of her son. They are spending their time with relatives and are daily visitors to Frank's cell in the tower. Like Frank himself, the father stoutly maintains that the convicted man's innocence will be established and that he will ultimately be freed. Remittiture handed down. It was learned Tuesday afternoon that the remittiture in the Frank case to be handed down by the Supreme Court to the Superior Court has been forwarded to the clerk of the Superior Court and will reach his office this morning. This means that Frank will know the scheduled date of his doom either late this afternoon or sometime tomorrow. Habeas corpus proceedings have already been taken out and will be served upon him at once, following the receipt of the remittiture. He will be removed from the tower on the habeas corpus writ and carried before Judge George L. Bell in the absence of Judge Ben Hill for resentencing. It is predicted that he will be sentenced to hang within the next 40 days or less. Attorneys Leonard Haas and Harry Alexander, representatives of Frank's counsel who went to Washington to put the doomed man's plea before the Supreme Court of the United States, returned yesterday after their final plea. They expect a decision from it by next Monday or earlier.